Einen Wund. We gotta do this in English, right? Because this is an English. This is an English one. Hello and good afternoon. In civic temper and civic functions, we're here on Friday afternoon. It's day 4 on the stage of North X, and we have a little talk and introduction into how to sticker and how to do it right and with love from C3 Stock. This is Manu, this is Marie, and now I'm gonna leave you all to it. Enjoy.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Marie. Some people know me as Shiro as well. I'm based in Berlin. One of the first things I did when I joined this community was to make a sticker because I wanted to be part of it, and because I didn't really get a lot of stickers, so I had to print my own. And I've been designing and archiving stickers to this day, and I run an archive that keeps growing. I have 1.5 IKEA shelf full with stickers by now.
I'm Manu. I'm an alien from Oldenburg, and I've been at Chaos Events for quite a long time by now, but I've only been active in the community for the last few years. I've been doing stickers before, though, so I've got a little bit experience of that as well. And yeah, the sticker thing got me into volunteering with a few other groups as well, like Datenschleuder, for example.
Yeah, and we'd like to start with a little story about how and why there is a sticker operations center. I don't know if you remember, but in Hamburg at Congress, yeah, that's like very grandma-ish, but there was like a lot of tiny sticker boxes, and hackerspaces would just have a box on the table, and you'd take some stickers, and you'd like roam around and find a lot of stickers. And then we went to Leipzig, and everything was really big and confusing. And for us, it started with this giant queue. If you've been in Leipzig, you maybe remember, you had to stand in line for 1 hour to get a few stickers. And there was a sign that said, this is the end of the queue, and you're really happy if you could pass it to someone else, because that meant you're not the last person anymore. And when you arrived at the table, someone had like German style sorted all the stickers, which meant also like the good stickers were gone immediately because there was no like commitment to searching. People just take whatever was glittery and it was gone immediately. There was a nightmare to get stickers with kids, for example. You can't ask a kid to queue for an hour. It was a nightmare for people who don't have the commitment to stand in line for 1 hour to just decorate their laptops. So we decided that we'd fix that. And at, I think it was 35 C3, I don't know why we're at 36, we decided to do something about it. I got in touch with a few people, including Manu, and we made a signal group, and we talked to a few people at CCC who knew about how stickers were distributed and who brought which stickers. We made a logo, and we printed some flyers, which maybe was a bit over the top, but we thought we needed to explain what we're doing. And some of us were so committed that we immediately had hoodies before it had started. I mean, we're merch people, right? And we printed tons of stickers and brought bags to make sure it was distributed every day. And that was the result. We had a lot of sticker boxes. Unfortunately, these pictures are not the best because we took the pictures before the boxes were filled, which was not clever. And the way it worked was that we worked with Chaos Post, and you could bring your stickers to Chaos Post. Chaos Post had a collection of the zip bags, and each had the name of an assembly on it, and the Chaos Post angels would just put all the stickers in all the bags, and we'd ensure even distribution of stickers like this. Of course, people could put their own stickers, but the idea was, like, at that point, we were like basically saying, we're Activity Pub for stickers. And we're federating all the boxes. Chaos Post had been like growing a bit bigger from Nick Farr's little thing, and Nick was happy to help us make it happen. And basically, the Chaos Post volunteers made sure that our ID worked. What was a lot of work for us is that you may not know that at Congress, 2 euro pallets of stickers get delivered. And those are all for free. And they're like hidden in some place, so nobody can steal them. And they're distributed on day 4 because they're scared that people stick them on the walls if they distribute them too early. And we had, I think, 4 hours of just sorting those to create as many sticker boxes as there were villages. And it was a bit crazy because we made like this big pile of stickers that we wrapped and we wrote "no, not stickers" on it, which obviously didn't help. And we had like 5 volunteers guarding the piles of stickers while walking through the halls and moving everyone to the side to then drop the boxes, and people go like, and all like jump on the sticker boxes. It was one of the most fun things we did. And yeah, that was the result. The sticker boxes with absolutely no queue, and we're super happy, and we thought we'd do this again, and people will attack us to get the stickers again, and we're like, fight it off, and it's gonna be super fun.
Yeah, so we were really excited to maybe scale it up a little bit and do it again the next year, but the next year obviously was no Congress because of some pandemic or so. And
sorry.
Where are we now? I need my notes. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So we couldn't have any physical sticker boxes, of course, but I was really missing Congress, and I wanted to have at least something, and I think a lot of people who bought some new devices, laptops also over the year, would appreciate if they had something to put on it, because we all know hardware stickers make hardware better and a little bit faster, I've heard. So I've taken inspiration from the street art community. There is actually a kind of global street art community. You can imagine it a little bit like pen pals who are exchanging stickers and sending photos back and such. And I thought maybe we could do something like that as well, so people could send us stickers and we would just mix them up and fill them in the return envelopes, which was a good solution because we also don't have to store any personal data for that. We just drop it back in the mailbox and we're done. And yeah, I already had a PO box for collecting those, and I knew I would have to do it alone because Shiro didn't have time to support me, so I just went ahead and did it. Because how bad can it really be, right? Yeah. The feedback was pretty good. it was accepted pretty well. The top left picture over there, that's the content of the PO box for one day. It was pretty close to the deadline already, but one day still. I didn't take very good photos from then because I thought, why document it? That's a one-off thing. We won't do it again. Yeah, but it was a good distraction from not having a Congress. And I think for the first attempt, 930 envelopes sent back to people with stickers in them is not that bad. So, yeah, people really liked it as well. We got a bit of donations for Marte, and some people put even chocolate or tea or something in there, some little notes. And for some reason, I had the idea to just create a stamp with saying, like, the talk is named from Sea Thieves Stuck with Love, so people would immediately know what's in their mailbox. And yeah, that was also received pretty well, I think. And yeah, people were generally really happy. And yeah. But we were also happy that we could also have actual sticker boxes again the next year, right? No, exactly. That also didn't happen, so We did it all again. We were discussing a bit, and Shiro was able to help this time, so we were doing it in Berlin collectively. We set up a PO box in Berlin and got room from Seabase to sort the stickers in. And as you can see, the donations also were quite generous, so we could send a lot back to the community. And yeah, a bunch of learnings from last year got lost because we wouldn't think we'd have to do it again. And yeah, the number of envelopes we sent out was about as many as the year before. And now we can do a sticker box thing again, right? Not again. This was a really hard discussion because it's actually a lot of work to do to sort all the stickers and to fill the envelopes. So we pretty much did the same thing as the years before, but in a more comfy place and with a bunch of more helping hands. That time the stickers we received were plenty, and also the donations enabled us to not just eat fast food all the days and just get something proper. And yeah, the stickers people sent out were really, really amazing. And yeah, we got still got lots of stickers and donations in remaining, so we could print stickers for this camp on and just drop them if we have them left over. Yeah, this is just for a rough estimation how much work that actually is. This was the second year, I think, which we carried to the post office. And this time we definitely decided to not do it again, even if there would be no Congress this year. So we're done with that. It was fun, but we're not doing that again, although we would like to provide some help or tips for people who would like to do so. Yeah.
So now you know why we exist. Next time at Congress, in person, please. And so you can do that. We'd like to tell you a bit more about how to print your own stickers, because we don't see ourselves as a group of people who print stickers. We do that as a side project personally, but we do distributions, which means we need stickers and we need you to print cool stickers. We're not professional, we're not designers, we're just two nerds who started making stickers and learned how to do it. There's probably stuff that could be done better, but that's what we learned by doing C3 stock for like 4 years now, and we'll start with design. And I'm sorry, I know this is really stupid to start like this, but there is no absolute rule. I'm not going to tell you this is how you make the perfect sticker and how you're sure you're going to do it. A sticker really depends on the message, on the community. Some styles fit some type of stickers. But generally, I've brought you pictures of stuff that doesn't work well. How we define doesn't work well is they get sent back to the next exchange. That's generally a good sign. They're left in boxes at the end of events. That's also generally a sign. And it's a bit rude, and we like the projects here, but those stickers, generally not the best idea. It's provocative. I did this on purpose. I didn't want to shit on tiny projects. The reason why this doesn't work well is that it's stickers that are just logos. They're not funny, they don't really have a message, they're actual advertising for something. And generally that looks quite sad, it's not very creative, it's not fun. The reason some of these are beloved is not because the stickers are good, it's because the project they stand for are good, and so these projects have fans. For example, I'm sure you'd like have that Loc Brunet's Politique sticker or that Debian sticker on your laptop. But actually, the sticker is not good. It's just because you like the community, which means if your project is not famous yet and you make that sticker, nobody will know what it stands for and nobody will take it. So this is not the way to use your sticker to get visibility. This only works for big projects. I need to be rude to myself too. This is my job, Prototype Fund. We have these two stickers. The above one is just a P. It doesn't say what it is. Also, it comes on that blue sheet, so nobody understands it's a P. And the other one says super user with very neon colors. The one that we still have piles of is our logo, and the one that we need to reorder some from next week is the super user one. Although it doesn't say anywhere it's Prototype Fund, I see people at boxes saying, ah, that's the Prototype Fund sticker, because it's so good that people remember it. And to be a bit more positive with the projects I dissed before, This is Nextcloud and Netzpolitik stickers that I had on the list. These are the good ones. These are the ones that are like taken out of the boxes. They're funny, they have jokes on them. They like make fun of certain types of logo. That's what works. Another thing that doesn't work, and I'm switching to a dark background to show the problem, is white background stickers. Sometimes there's a reason to do a white background sticker because it's just part of the corporate design of that thing. But if you just like take whatever sentence or logo you have and you put it on black, that's what on white, that's what it'll look on a dark laptop. And most laptops are dark. Also, those will get very dirty, so people don't like them. Transparent can also be a problem if you don't print expensive transparent because there is no white underlay, so you don't see them on dark laptops. And these are just too big. This is a normal laptop, 30 inch. You can fit 3 stickers on that laptop with that size. People have a lot of stickers after an event. They'll want to put as many as possible on the laptop. Print small stickers. You think it's less visible, but at least they'll be on the laptop. So there's exceptions to that, these rules. As I said, the Logbuch Netzpolitik sticker disappears immediately when it's taken. It has a white background. Some of them are giant, and it's just a logo. So it really depends. You can make exceptions, but if you're starting on stickers, if you've never done them, maybe avoid these things. And for the rest, we just recommend look at designs, see what you like, and maybe don't copy it, but let your be inspired by these designs. And for that, we brought you a few stickers that we particularly like as examples of what's good to do.
Yeah, that's an example I brought. It says, "Bitte berühren, please touch." It's a play on the traffic light signal for pedestrians. And I just like it because it's simple, it's easy to understand, and it encourages interaction with the surroundings at an event or at your hackerspace or whatever. And yeah, usually you would put this on things you wouldn't encourage anyone to touch, like probably less harmless parts of a machine, just as a joke though, if it's protected from people actually touching it. Or I don't know, you could use it as a weird way to give consent for things or whatever. And yeah, that kind of play with the things that you are surrounded with, I just really enjoy. So that's why I brought this example.
I brought a classic. Everyone has looked for that sticker in a box after Snowden at some point. If you were at Congress at that time, it's the NSA monitored device sticker. It's still being printed. It's in boxes at this camp again. We didn't do it. Like the different people from the community do it. It's a great example of a style where you take something that exists, the NSA logo, and you make a joke based on it. You change something about it. That can be like just a nerdy joke or also a campaign thing. We've seen a lot of those in the community. It's easy because you also don't need really design skills. You just need to figure out how to change the logo, but you don't need to invent something. There's also the whole Nein Danke, Atomkraft Nein Danke with everything, stickers in that kind of similar vibe. And this also has been printed in silver, but I had to photograph the yellow one because silver stickers don't print well, but look out for the silver one. It's really cool.
If you want and can to invent things, though, I would like to show you this example. That's an original artwork by Mulana. I think it's just a good artwork, and it's incorporated a political message for net neutrality. I don't know if you can read that. It says, "Liberty. Let's all live in liberty, equality, and net neutrality," or something close to that wording. And yeah, it's also a play on a well-known phrase, like the French Revolution theme or motto. And another reason I like this design is because it's licensed under a Creative Commons license. Like, you can just go to Mulana's website and download it and use it for your own things. And it's also a good bad example for this particular one because it's super large. I don't know if you can see it, but this is actually stuck to my wall at home because it's so large. Yes, I know. She brought small ones now, and they're actually pretty small, like irgendwie like something like 3-4 centimeters, so you can perfectly put them on your laptop and still have plenty space for other stickers.
Not everyone is a genius at drawing like Molana, so this is a more simple example of something you can do. This says the internet is bullshit. It's just a simple gradient, which always elevates a sticker. Like, that's the thing you can do if you don't want that white background. It's like a lot of attention has been put in the font. The lettering, it's not even clear if it's a font because letters look different depending on where they stand. I love the minimalism. This is a beginner sticker. It's not made by a beginner. It's made by a professional designer called Molly. But it's what you can do if you want to do a sticker with a message. I like that it's a little poetic. It's not even political. We don't need all the stickers to be political. And it's not trying to sell anything. It doesn't have a logo. It doesn't have a URL. It's a type of stickers that disappears in stickers boxes really quickly when they're there.
Yeah, just like the next example. This is also pretty hard to see, but it's also pretty hard to take a good picture of. Believe me, I've tried. That's a small holographic sticker with a black print on it, which is a negative print of the fairy dust rocket. It's also pretty simple and pretty small, but it's shiny and it has a fairy dust on it, and I like it. So not everything has to be politics, just small bits like these work as well.
And the last example we brought is this. It's just series. Series of stickers are so fun. You make one design, you make different wordings. This is by La Quadrature du Net. It was very, very beloved in the 2014, 15 years. I really want them to reprint them or do new in the series. People still like them. I've got a few left. People always want to have them. It's a great way to do something where you can play over the congresses and camps, for example. You can make a new design every time. Making series is really fun. We've also seen some people can play with series, but just like sticker 1 from 16, 2 from 16, and you can chase them all. There's like really fun plays with series happening right now. If you want to make your stickers, you also need to know some technical stuff. So that's what we share now.
Yeah, usually people don't really know where to start when they have an idea for a sticker design. So that's also how it usually works. You first have the idea and then try to figure out how to actually get it into a physical sticker. Sometimes you already have a format in mind, like if you want to imitate another sticker or a warning label, and that's when it makes sense to go ahead and check some sticker printers for if they provide that that format or that size or whatever. Otherwise, it usually makes sense to just start with an empty canvas and just go. We're obviously biased towards free and open source software here, so we can't really tell you much about proprietary software that's often used for things like that, like Photoshop or InDesign or I don't know. And yeah, keep in mind we're not professionals as well. We're figuring this out as we do it ourselves. And there's a few things you have to keep in mind if you are creating a sticker. There's different kinds of designs. There's vectors, vector graphics, for example, which is good for logos, for simple flat designs that don't have anything more than a gradient going on. Scales into infinity, which without increasing in size very much, and are limited in the way that you cannot really use it to display photos or paintings or whatever. So that's something you need a bitmap for, which gets large in file size really, really quick, but enables you to do things you cannot do with vectors. Yes, also, if you want to use a photo of some event or something, you need to work with bitmap. There are three main tools we are aware of and we use ourselves. More or less. Usually we are Inkscape users, which is a vector graphics tool. It's open source, works on Windows, macOS, Linux, and probably a few more. And yeah, that's what we use most of the time, I think. And if we have to edit a bitmap, a picture, a photo that we want to include in that design, we usually do that modification in GIMP, the GNU image manipulation program, and then references are embedded in the design file. Krita is gaining popularity recently, I think. It's mostly used for digital painting, if you have a graphics tablet, for example, but you can use it for other pixel manipulation, and it also provides a set of vector tools as well, but we are not experienced with that. We're just aware of it, that it's probably a good choice for designing stickers. There's also a few things you shouldn't forget when you send your design to a printer once it's finished. Screens and printers mix colors differently. And if you just convert it from one color space to another, the color that results from that usually looks a bit off, so it ends up looking weird or completely different in some cases, depending on the color. And you usually want to adjust the color once you converted it. Inkscape, for example, does not really provide good support for exporting or saving files to CMYK, which is what printers use. So you usually have to use some external tools. Scribus is one of them. For example, you can just open a PDF you exported from Inkscape and map the colors on there. That works pretty well. Another thing and Krita also can do CMYK files out of the box, so that would make it easier as well. For some reason, it's always complicated in open source tools. I don't really know why. That's a thing proprietary software does really, really well. You also should include either the fonts in the PDF if you make a PDF for printing, because you probably or likely use some fancy fonts which not everyone has installed on their computer. What you also can do is just convert it to a path, so it's just handled like a regular shape. And you should also make sure the resolution is good, and not some, I don't know, photo from a digital camera like 10 years ago, except, of course, you want to use that as a design element. Resources. Where do you find resources you can include in your stickers? That's a few platforms you can look up if you want to include some commonly used images like icons, for example. There's a Creative Commons search for photos you can easily reuse. There's platforms for looking up SVG files or icons or Microsoft Word clip arts from I don't know how many years ago. And a lot of ideas emerge from events or hanging out with friends, though, and I encourage you, if you have an idea when talking with your friends for what would be a funny design, write it down so you might be able to reiterate it later. And yeah. Another really, really important thing when printing stickers is get feedback. There's designs that had obvious flaws that I designed before, which I just didn't see. So it's important, a good practice to ask friends for feedback. Maybe the design could be read or interpreted as offensive in some kind of way. Maybe there's misspellings or some things look just weird. and you don't really want to spend a bunch of money on stickers that you are the only one who enjoys or finds funny or understands, although that could be funny in itself as well.
So now we're coming with printing, and I'll try to be fast so we have time for questions and to do the whole talk. So first, don't print stickers on your label maker unless you're at the event. I want to make reaction stickers. That can be fun, but generally, those labels don't look nice. They're not good in sticker boxes. They break in sticker boxes. Then it makes clumps of stickers that stick to each other. Also, don't buy label style stickers from printers. That's generally the cheaper options at printers like FlyAlarm or the rolls of stickers. You'll have to cut them by hand. They'll break in the sticker boxes and they'll mostly rub off quite quickly. We don't want to advertise for printers. Research is key. It depends on your budget. Some are more ethical, but maybe you can't afford them. It also depends on what you need, for example, special papers, and it depends on your location. We just want to say, for your information, these really cool stickers that you see everywhere with the official Congress and Camps logos, and a lot of, right now we have the We Are Lizards, We Can Do Anything stickers, or the Is Does This Team Relevant, all that stuff is given away for free by a company called Stigma, so they're really used to doing stickers for Congress. And we've been working with them quite a lot, but that's just almost the official Congress sticker printer. There's a lot of other printers. Generally, go for outdoor prints. Those are more resistant. Some of the others scratch off, rub off quite quickly, but be careful that the outdoor quality is not only a UV type of layer that just makes sure it doesn't fade with the sun. They really need to be scratch resistant. Generally, it's vinyl stickers. If you're unsure, order a tiny batch. That means you plan ahead. And check that batch. Try to scratch it off with your nails and see if it resists. A bit thicker are good. Around 90 micrometer is generally good. And of course, fancy prints are expensive. Sometimes you can find them for okay prices if you do your research. I'm thinking holographic stickers, glitter stickers, all that stuff. People really love it. It gets taken from boxes immediately. They don't even care what the message is. It's shiny. People are like kids at camp. They want the holographic stickers. And sometimes making a tiny exclusive batch, either as appreciation for community, or just to hide a few in sticker boxes, can be a really fun thing. What's really important is that you should read the specs. Every printer will write somewhere how to prepare your files for printing. That means margins for them to cut the sticker correctly. That means special colors, that stuff. In Germany, it's mostly called Datenblatt at FlyAlarm, for example. You'll make sure that you have to read this correctly. Otherwise, we've seen a lot of stickers where you have the black outline in the sticker, or you have a part of the sticker missing, and that's very disappointing. You worked so hard for your sticker, and then it comes 2 days before the event, and it's not as you wanted. Another thing is how long in advance you need to order the sticker. Generally, they say weekdays, and then they say, yeah, but the night from the first night, it doesn't count, and all that stuff. Always add 3 days on top of whatever they say to make sure you get your sticker in time. We see so often, hey, Sticker Operations Center, we ordered our stickers, but they're not coming in time. What do we do? And we can't change that either. Then there's a question of how many. A lot of people ask us, how many stickers do you print? There's not one size, no one size fits all. If you go for the fancy print, maybe printing 100 is also a really fun thing. It depends on the sticker. If it's a sticker for one event or one campaign, it's going to be obsolete by the next event. If you're just doing the internet is bullshit, you can put that in boxes for 10 years and people will still be happy. Depends on the side of your community. If you're just started to produce a very niche open source tool, maybe you don't need 10,000 stickers. But if you're printing Tor Project stickers, 10,000 is a good thing because everyone wants them. In general, we say less than 1,000 is not a lot. Just think how many people come to camp, how many people come to Congress. If your sticker is really fun and really general, a lot of people are going to want it. Go in the thousands. It's also much cheaper per sticker. Except if you're doing these special stickers. For example, if you help at Sticker Operations Center, you get a holographic Sticker Operations Center sticker. hint, hint. and that kind of stuff can be really fun to do in your community.
Yeah, then the last part, once you got your sticker, is only just how do I get it to the people. And the obvious solution is bring it to events, even smaller ones, doesn't have to be camp. Could also be you're just hanging out at a hackerspace in another city, or are just traveling around in general. Mind the existing sticker boxes, though. Maybe they are sorted in a specific way, or it's also never nice to just throw into a sticker box that's maybe 50 stickers in it, like the 1,000 stickers you printed all at once. So people have to fetch them out again anyways, a little bit like the Chaos Macht Schule stickers, which are good design, but there's just sometimes a little much of them. And you could, yeah, just try to get a feeling for what's appropriate, and also have in mind that other people might have other ideas of what appropriate means. Yeah, what was I gonna say? Yeah, don't flood boxes. Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah. Oh, that's you.
Yeah, so in person at CCC, first we'd like to say we love you. Without you, we would be idiot with empty boxes without you. So like stickers only work, our exchange only works because there is a community and people actually make stickers, bring stickers, and it's so awesome. What we normally do is not what we've done at camp. Normally we do that chaos post thing we told you about earlier. That worked really well, and we hope to do it again at next Congress. If you want to participate in Sticker Operations Center with your village, which we would love, you need to make sure that you have a very large box, not a deep box. It's really hard to dig into deep boxes and you break all the stickers. Get a large box. You know these boxes that go under beds that slide out of plastic? They're perfect for that. So maybe you brought your material in one of these boxes. It's much better than card box, where like the stickers go under the flaps. There was also at the last Congress a table. It was awesome. They spent months working on it. It had LED strips. It was really called C36 for sticker exchange, which people were confused about. You maybe remember it. And it had one big issue. It was backlit. So the light came from behind the stickers and you couldn't see the stickers anymore because you're blended by the table. And people are like, what's that sticker? Is that what I want? Make sure you get the light from above, not from below. And for the remote exchanges, we'd say if you want to do something like this, it's really cool. People love it. Do it. But come to us, ask us everything we did wrong, everything we regretted doing, and try to learn from our mistakes. It's a lot of work. Both the packing of the sticker envelopes takes time, and the preparation. You need to constantly be talking to people. You have to set up clear rules and deadlines. We would set even more rules and deadlines, and people hate us for that, but the reality is that you deal with all formats of envelopes, all type of stamps where you can put different weights. You need to sort that. Then it comes from different countries, and you have so many variables that you can't work quickly because everything needs to be so custom. And then like 10 to 20% of the people will send you a letter being like, hello, Sticker Operations Center. Great you're doing this. Please give me more stickers than the others. Or I want only stickers about whistleblowers. And we're like, how do we do that? By doing each envelope custom. So like do it in a very standardized way, like one type of weight, one size of envelope is the better way to do this.
You don't want to sort it at the post office if you have six bags of them.
Yeah, we showed up with six bags with different types of envelopes, and the post office were like, well, we would need them sorted by stamp amount of money of the stamps. And we spent an hour in a post office sorting envelopes in front of very grumpy people who are used to work with business people who just brought like these business crates and were like sorting stickers on the floor 2 days before the Christmas break or something like this. Learn from our mistakes, talk to us, and remember you provide a community service. Communicate your boundaries. For example, I'm not doing this after Christmas anymore. It's over. If you're late, you're late, because that's your right.
Yeah, there's also a few projects that are related to stickers, like Moritz, for example. He's been starting to collect sticker designs for reprinting and remixing, and just to keep track of what the community is doing. And also the Hacker Archive, who is trying to basically do the same thing, but not also not only for stickers, also for other documents and things. So if you'd like to provide your design so others can build upon it as well, just feel free to submit it to one of those projects. And another thing that's really important, to me at least, is if you're printing stickers, create your own archive. You'd want to be able to go back and reiterate or remember what you did before, maybe where you got it printed, in what quality, how it ended up looking. And sometimes it's just fun to revisit everything, especially if you've done it for a few years or more. We're not really aware of more projects related to chaos or hacker stickers yet. So if you know of any or run any, or I don't know, feel free to contact us. Yeah, we do like to contribute as well. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not a good public speaker. I'm getting used to this as I'm doing it right now. What we did at this camp was basically a very, very light version of what we did at Congress. We don't have the central drop off point at Chaos Post. We just try to watch out for sticker boxes so they are roughly filled all the time and not too full, and don't want empty as well. I've seen a lot of amazing sticker designs, super creative ones, and I really love to see what you've been doing for the last 2 years or more. I also really enjoy the many sticker boxes that popped up everywhere, and also the way it was communicated, like people are announcing them publicly. I've even seen some Engelsystem news, like the volunteering system has a news for where the sticker boxes are. And yeah, I think you have 1 day left for hunting and collecting stickers, so I hope you have a lot of fun doing that. And yeah, I think we want to close with a thank you, right?
Yes, we're on stage. We are generally running Sticker Operations Center, but we had many volunteers over the years. People have helped sorting stickers. People have helped organize stuff. Chaos Post has helped a lot. So thank you to anyone who's helped us. If you want to be part of the Sticker Operations Center at Congress, we're probably going to need some helping hands to sort stickers in a secret location for a few hours. If that works again, Chaos Post is going to need people to carry stickers and not only envelopes if they accept to work with us again, which we have not checked yet. I'm not going to announce anything. And thank you to all the people who make stickers, distribute them. We have so much fun still digging in boxes, although we are swimming in stickers all the time. We still go hunt and come to each other and go like, have you seen this one? It's so cool. Please keep doing that and get in touch with us if you'd like to help, if you need tips about how to run exchanges. We will publish these slides. We'll make them public after camp. We both broke our computers, so we're like a bit in issues, which also means why we have not finished our blog post. We're going to write a how to make your own sticker, which will be published in time for you to make your Congress stickers with links and everything. That was just a rough overview, and we'll do it in writing and with even more details. Thanks, everyone.
All right. I think we have time for one or two questions at max. So who is interested in having a question? Perfect. The two of you get questions, the rest is out.
Thank you very much for what you're doing. Do you have big boxes of stickers then from 1 year to the other if you just collect everything at the end of the year?
So at Congress, with our old system, we don't do that. We tell whatever village runs a box can take it home for their hackerspace. And if they don't want to, we try to distribute it to the community. Between the exchanges, we had stickers at home, which we don't want because we have flats with limited space like everyone else. And we also think they can like take dust at our place or be in a hackerspace box. So we brought 90% of what we had left from the exchanges to camp, and the rest will go to Congress. I have the archive, which is like a few of each sticker, but we don't have like big boxes.
Hi, thank you for the talk. Do you have experiences with actually making the stickers on your own, like buying the vinyl and then doing like stickers with spray paint or sieve printing or so?
A little bit, yes. That's also really fun to do, and that's probably a good section for the how-to as well. It's just a little bit harder to get started with it, especially if you want to scale it up, except for maybe screen printing if you are experienced with that. So I don't know, like painting by hand or stenciling stickers. I don't know if I would put something like that on my laptop, if I'm honest. Also if I did it myself. But that's... also a way to do it, if you like.
A last thing, if we have hacker passport people here, we have our stamp, if you'd like to have your passport stamped.
All right. That was it for from Law with, with Law from C3 Stock, finally. Thank you, Marie. Thank you, Manu. What an enlightening talk.